All right, Cody Shock, first of all, sweet job on my 500, or sorry, my 125 pipe, turning it into a normal looking pipe. So good job on that. I tell everybody, that's Cody Shock. So good job.
Thank you. Yeah, I was honored to do it for you. I was like, send that thing to me. I don't want anything for it.
Yeah, it was really stand up of you. But hey, good job tonight, man, on a track that, I mean, guys are scared to death of it. It just broke down. It got soft. Did you have any close calls?
Yes, but the thing is, if you were to watch it on footage, it would not be a close call.
Okay.
But to me, yeah, it felt like a close call. Right, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Are you happy with your ride? Five?
Fourth? Yeah.
Fuck, dude, yeah.
That's right. Cool, right?
Yeah. Never mind. Of course you're happy.
Yeah.
I had you at six, and I remember Hymus went down, but I missed one spot.
Yeah, it was a really good ride for me. I just honestly just stayed within my range, and I didn't go too fast, and I didn't go too slow, and I just... Honestly, I just wanted to focus on myself and treated it like any other day at Club of Max.
Yeah. I thought you were good all day. Like, so on our fantasy pod, we had a big debate about you and Colin because you guys are so close. And so I picked you and this because you were two worse handicap. So I was like, yeah, he's going to be right around there. So I started paying attention to you. And, like, I felt like you were steady all day. Like, I felt like, you know, you look like you're comfortable. You were ready to go, all of it. Like, was that correct?
That's a yes and no. Okay. So I was not comfortable first qualifying session. Okay. Second qualifying session, I was definitely better.
Yep.
But I definitely wasn't at the pace that I needed to be. I mean, I qualified like 16th overall.
Yeah.
And like the old me would have been ecstatic for that.
Yep.
But like I know I'm a top 10 guy, so I need to be inside a top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I just turned around the heat race. I'm a racer. I'm not a practicer.
Yeah.
I'm a racer.
Yeah.
And I just applied my good starts and had a good heat race and then turned into the main.
So maybe I was thinking you were better than that because the other practice had a better track or something, and maybe they were faster than you at times.
Yeah.
But in your group, I thought you were okay. I don't know.
Yeah. In my group, I was technically sound. Like, if you were to watch me and not put a stopwatch on it, I was good.
Yeah.
But when you put the stopwatch on, it was like, buddy, what are you doing?
Yeah. How's the bike? How do you like it?
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
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 I mean, the guys at Club, they're all about development.
Yeah.
And they don't take no for an answer, and they'll do what it takes to win.
Yeah.
I mean, it's shown with Garrett getting back-to-back podiums, and I mean, for me, this is insane.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know nobody expected me to get inside top five.
Yeah.
But the guys at Club knew I could do it.
Right.
And they just keep reminding me that, and it's like, dang, I proved it to myself tonight, and I just want to keep going.
It's a really cool story. We all know that, you know, Phoenix let you go really late. All the rides were kind of gone. You joined up with the Club guys. It's a really cool story if you can keep this going, like a nice little bit of redemption, you know?
Yeah. I mean, get dropped by one team, get picked up by another, and just turn it around.
Yeah. So. This might even make Phil happy.
Yeah. Hopefully this puts a smile on Phil's face.
Yeah. Doubtful, but maybe. Yeah. Well, hey, good job tonight. Fourth. I didn't even realize that. So awesome job, man. Keep it up.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Cool.